Now, differences. Now, where was it I've been this week again? Stanley. India. Yes. Bangalore. Can you think of some of the differences between this country and there? Catherine.
How they drive on the road is a bit like suicide.
Well, to us, yes. I mean, I went out there with work. It was one of the conditions with work. I was not to drive under any circumstances. And when I got there, I realized why. You can have three lanes of traffic, three marked out lanes. You might have three vehicles. You may have four. You'll almost certainly have at least three other motorbikes all lined up together. It's quite an experience driving out there. Any other differences can people think of? Stanley.
It's much poorer.
It is. It is. There are noticeably areas where it is poorer. Walking down some of the streets, this is in a main big city. You could just see there are piles of rubble. I mean, here, if there's an inch high crack in the pavement, a council can get sued. There, we're stepping over drains and things and, you know, making our way around all sorts. And you can look. You can tell by looking at a lot of the people, there isn't the same money here, same money there as there is here. Anything else? Any other differences? Catherine again. Yes. Yes. I'm pretty much recovered from my stomach. Couldn't quite get used to the food there. But lots of curries. I mean, every day the office lunch was a curry. It is certainly a very different type of food. There's one other difference. Go on, David.
It's much warmer there.
Oh, that is certainly true. We had a fire alarm one day. So I went out from the air-conditioned office out into the 30 degrees plus outside, and you certainly knew the difference. But there's another difference. What is the... Do you know maybe the background or the main religion in that country that people might follow? Stanley. Well, perhaps, but I was mainly Hindus that I was relating to. I work every day because we relate to the project team out in Bangalore. I'm working with Hindus every day. And I got a chance to go out and visit them. Now, I noticed in the newspapers, they would have articles talking about the teachings of religious leaders. Can you imagine that in this country? Going out with a project team and sitting down with the guys, and the head of department was a lady, and she talked about the particular Hindu gods that she worshipped. There was almost much more of an openness to discuss matters of what we'll call religion. Now, as I'm going to tell the adults shortly, the Bible clearly states that the blessings that we have through God come through the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone and His work. So, do you think I share the belief of my Hindu colleagues about their gods? I don't. Do you think I could be able to say that... The Hindu gods are a right way to discover about the true God? Absolutely right. I can't say that. I don't believe it at all. Can anybody give me, you know, say maybe one verse in the Bible that would talk about that Christ is the only way to God? There's at least one Sunday school song. I don't know whether it's been sung recently. Gospel of John? Stanley. Yes, that those whoever should believe in Him would not perish but have eternal life. Certainly talking about salvation in Jesus. John 14:6. Can anybody quote me that? Timmy?
Is it Jesus that said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God except through me"?
Excellent. Well done. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. When the Apostle Peter is standing before the Jewish council, he says clearly, salvation is found in no other name than that of the Lord Jesus Christ. those are sort of like your little one-line summary comments. And with the adults, we'll be looking in a bit more detail as to why that's the case. But here's one last thing. Some people would say, oh, you nasty, naughty evangelical Christian that believes that your God is the only true God, you're not truly respecting those people. How would you answer that? What would you say to that? Does this stop me helping them? Just because I don't share their belief in God? Absolutely not. Does it stop me talking to them, relating to them, going out for a meal with them? Doesn't at all. In fact, I'll let you into a little secret. When it's come to working out who gets important positions in the project team, I have actively recommended that at least two of my Hindu colleagues pick up these roles. Why? Because they're very good engineers. Because they're very good at what they do. So it doesn't stop you talking with people, relating to them, helping them where you can. But we do have to respectfully say, actually, it is in Jesus and Jesus alone that the salvation of God comes, and all the benefits that God gives to his people come through Jesus alone. And that we cannot join in with the worship or the belief or the practices of the religions that we believe do not take us to God. Okay. So, but yes, if you want to find out a bit more about the trip and what some of the driving was like, we can always talk about it afterwards.